Boys and girls, tonight we are thinking about the lion. Remember that song we just sang, Who's the King of the Jungle? Isn't the lion called the King of the Jungle? And boys and girls, we're going to be learning tonight about the lion. And you know this, boys and girls, you can find a lion pretty much anywhere. There's lions in Africa, there's lions in India, there's lions that have even got as far as America, there's lions in Greece. And boys and girls, the lion, it is a very powerful animal, isn't it? It's really strong, and it signifies majesty and kingship. And the lion is the king of the jungle. And boys and girls, listen up. Do you know this? There's lions in the Bible. We like to tell you a few stories. There was a man called Samson, and Samson was big and strong, just like me, all right? And Samson met a lion one day. And that lion tried to eat Samson. And Samson wrestled it and he fought it. And he killed the lion. The lion didn't beat Samson. And then there was also a man called David. And he was a shepherd. He's a farmer. And he's looking after the sheep one day. And he looks out into the distance. And there's a big lion. And it's coming to eat the sheep. And David got a sling and a stone. And he whacked that lion with a stone. And the lion fell and died. There's also a man the Bible tells us about called Benaiah. And Benaiah fought a lion. He fought it on a snowy day in a big pit. But the Bible says Benaiah won that fight. And then who can tell me what happened to a man called Daniel? Anyone remember what happened to Daniel? He was thrown into the lion's den. But did he die? No, God shut. Remember that chorus? The lion's mouths, so they would not harm him. And boys and girls, I bet you didn't know this, and mums and dads, the Bible is a story about two lions. That's what the Bible reveals. The Bible as a whole is a story about two lions. And boys and girls, mums and dads, when we leave this place tonight, we will be following after one of these lions. You see, both the Lord Jesus Christ and the devil himself are described in scriptures as being lions. And I want, firstly, this is what the Bible says, by the way, about the lion. It says it's the strongest among the beasts. But boys and girls, there's a lion of sin and there's a lion of salvation. And mums and dads, that's important for us too. There's a lion of sin and there's a lion of salvation. I wonder which lion you're following tonight. Here's what the Bible says about that lion of sin. It says, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. That's what the Bible tells us about the devil, that he's just like a lion, and he's like a lion on the hunt, and he wants even your soul. And boys and girls, there's a few things, and mums and dads, there's a few things we need to realize about that lion, which is the devil. Firstly, let's think about his name. You see, the devil's described in multiple ways in the scripture. He's described as being a thief. He's described as being a liar. He's described as being one who sinneth from the beginning. But here's the name which the Lord Jesus Christ gave unto that lion, the devil. He is a sinner. He is a sinner. And boys and girls, who else can tell me? Who else is a sinner? Who else is a sinner? Who can tell me? Yeah? All of us. Very good answer. The Bible tells us that just like the devil has that name, that he is a sinner. Mums and dads, the Bible tells us all have sinned. We all, like the devil, have sinned and we have fallen short of the glory of God. Each and every one of us, just like that lion of sin, we have sinned, we've let the Lord down, we've fallen short of the Lord's divine standard of perfection. And the Lord promises punishment for those who have fallen short, just like ourselves. You see, mums and dads, boys and girls, our sin separates us from God, doesn't it, boys and girls? Our sin, it separates us from heaven. It separates us from the Lord's grace. It separates us from the Lord's love over our souls. And because we are sinners, the Bible tells us of our own selves, we can never make our own way to heaven. And so, mums and dads, boys and girls, whether you're the minister of the church or you're a worker like me or whether you're in the pew, it doesn't matter who you are. The Bible says all have sinned and we have that name that we are sinners. But there's another thing we have to realize about that lion of sin, And I want to think about his nature. Because here's what that verse says. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. You see, when Peter wrote those words, he was saying this. The devil is on the hunt. The devil's hungry. And he's on the hunt and he wants something to eat. He wants something to prey upon. But boys and girls, the devil doesn't want small animals like the lion eats. The devil doesn't want buffalo like the lion eats. Here's what the devil wants. He wants your heart and he wants your soul. And moms and dads, that's the same for you too. Your adversary, the devil, wants your heart and he wants your soul and he wants your mind. He wants to spread lies. He wants to pull you away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And even now, he would be telling you, as you sit there in the pew, don't listen to Josh. Don't listen to the Word of God. Don't listen to anything that's said there tonight. You're not a sinner. You're fine. And the devil wants to spread that lies, but we have to go to the Word of God. For there we find that we are a sinner. And you know, boys and girls, the devil would have you to stay in your sin. And mums and dads, he does the same trick with us too. He wants us to stay in our sin. He says to us, never worry. Never worry about getting saved. Never worry about coming to the Lord. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. The Bible tells us if we don't repent of our sin, if we don't come to Christ, then we'll never reach the shores of heaven. You see, the devil promises something. He promises if you sin, if you stay in your sin, I'll give you happiness, I'll give you money, I'll give you popularity and friends, and you'll be happy in your life. Just stay in your sin. But you know, the Bible says something different, mums and dads and boys and girls. The Bible says the wages of sin, the payment for sin, is not happiness, it's not joy, not contentment, not peace. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Mums and dads, boys and girls, that is where our sin will bring us, into an estate of death forevermore. But then I want to think about the lion of sin's noise. You see, the devil does not want the gospel to be preached. And he's described in this verse as a roaring lion. I remember one time my wife and I went to the zoo. And the lion there, we went to see the big lion. And the lion let out this big roar. And it was so loud and it was so noisy. And mums and dads, boys and girls, that's what the devil is doing even tonight. He gives a big roar and he says, don't listen, don't listen. Think about something else. Think about work tomorrow or think about school or think about what you're doing when you get home or where you'll go for your supper. Don't listen to anything that's preached here tonight. You see, the devil doesn't want you to hear that you have a Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil does not want you to hear that though you be in sin, you can be saved tonight through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil does not want you to hear that salvation is bought through the cross. And perhaps you're listening to the devil's noise tonight. And you're saying, I don't want to hear about my sin, preacher. I don't want to hear about the bad things I've done. I just want to get on with my life. Well, here's what the Bible asks us, boys and girls. It says, how shall we escape? And it's thinking about God's wrath and God's punishment for sin. And the Bible says, how will we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You see, the Lord has promised to save us. He's promised to save us from our sin. But boys and girls, mums and dads, we have to understand this. Of our own selves here tonight, each and every one of us stands as a lost and helpless sinner. We can't save ourselves. We can't make our own way to heaven. There's no other way but by the Lord Jesus Christ. But listen to this. We said the Bible is a tale of two lions. For yes, there is that roaring lion which would seek to devour your soul and pull you away from Christ. But the Bible tells us, behold, what does that word mean, boys and girls? Look at, look to the lion of the tribe of Judah. Remember your color and in sheets this week, boys and girls, and you colored in that verse. Behold the lion of the tribe of Judah. Because though the devil would seek to pull you away, and though the devil wants you to stay in your sin and to die in your sin and to never be saved, the Lord Jesus Christ is so different. Let's think about his name. The Lord Jesus Christ is called the King of Kings. He is the king of any other king on this earth. He's in charge of governments. He's in charge of nature. He has power over everything. And listen to this, mums and dads, and listen to this, boys and girls. He has the power. The Lord Jesus Christ alone has the power to forgive your sin, to wash you through his precious blood that he shed for you upon the cross. And he alone has the power to forgive your sin. And though we be like the devil, and though we have that name, that we are sinners, believer, the Lord Jesus Christ has the name, the Savior of sinners. And he can save us tonight through the blood of his cross. You see, he can wash away your sin. He can forgive your sin. Remember what we learned in our memory verse, boys and girls? If we're in Christ, we're a new creature. He'll change us completely when he saves our souls. But we must come to him in faith and repentance. You see, the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ was given a name above every other name. And that name, boys and girls, is the name Savior. He can save you tonight. And mums and dads, listen to this. He can save you too. Though we be lost in our sin, the Lord Jesus Christ, it says, came into the world to save sinners. Boys and girls, that is the name the Lord Jesus Christ has. He's your Savior. And he offers you salvation tonight. But I want you to think about his nature. You see, because the devil, he would seek to pull you away from the Lord. And the devil wants you to die in your sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am come, not that you might die. He says, I am come that ye might have life, and that more abundantly. And boys and girls and mums and dads, here's what the Bible says about the Lord. You see, so many people, they think the Lord is cruel and the Lord is unkind, and he just wants to send boys and girls and mums and dads to an eternal punishment. But here's what the Bible says. He is not willing that any should perish. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord, came to save sinners. And he loves sinners. And if we ever doubted that, if we ever doubted that the Lord Jesus Christ loves your soul and wants to see you saved and wants to see you won for the Lord, we need only turn to John 3 and verse 16, where there it says, for God so loved the world, so loved the sinners of this world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, anybody who believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, here's what the Bible says. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a definite. If we come to the Lord and we say, Lord, take away my sin. I know I'm a sinner and I ask you to forgive me my sin and I'll turn away from that sin. The Bible promises if we call upon the name of the Lord, we shall be saved. Boys and girls, you can be saved. Mums and dads, you too can be saved. There's no sinner too far for the Lord to save them. He says, I am able to save unto the uttermost all who come to God by me. But boys and girls, let us also think of his noise. You see, the devil spreads that noise that you can never be saved. The devil spreads that noise. Don't listen to the gospel. Don't listen to the preacher. Don't listen to anything about your soul or the Lord Jesus Christ. But here's what the Lord says. Listen up. Shh. Listen up to what the Lord says. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. The Lord Jesus Christ says, if you come to me, if you ask for forgiveness of your sin, I'm not going to send you away. I'm not going to say I don't want to speak to you. I'm not going to say I don't want to save you. The Lord Jesus Christ promises, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. I'll never cast them out. I will save them. And mums and dads, boys and girls, here's what the Lord promises. He promises tonight he can save your soul. Though you're born in sin, though you're shapen in iniquity. The Lord Jesus Christ promises he can save us. Remember, we thought about the leopard, boys and girls. The leopard's covered in spots, and the leopard can never change those spots, and that's just like our sin. We're covered in all these spots of sin, and we can never wash them off. We can never do anything with them. But the Lord Jesus Christ says, I will wash you whiter than the snow. And he washes us through his blood that he shed upon the cross. Here's what the Bible tells us. God commendeth his love towards us. And that while we were yet sinners, even when we were in our sin and we loved our sin, here's what the Bible tells us. Even when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We can be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ the righteous tonight. You know, the Lord spoke to his people one time. His people had turned away from him. His people had turned their backs upon the Lord. They didn't want to hear preaching. They didn't want to hear anything that ministers had to say. They didn't want to hear of salvation. And perhaps that's where you find yourself tonight. Boy or girl, mom or dad, you say, I don't want to hear that sort of a message. I don't want to hear about sin or hell or anything to do with condemnation. I just want to live my life peacefully. Well, here's what the Lord said to his people. Even when they turned their backs upon the Lord, he said, I will heal your backsliding, and I will love you freely. Love you freely through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you ever doubted the Lord's love, you think he left the splendor of heaven, came to earth in human flesh, and died upon the cross to save your soul. Mums and dads, boys and girls, this is the only message we have preached all week. The Lord Jesus Christ is able. He's able to forgive your sin. He's able to show you your sin, help you to recognize it. He's able to save you from that sin, able to forgive it. He says about your sin, I'll cast it behind my back. I'll put it in the lower parts of the sea. He says, I'll forgive your sin. He'll make you just like himself, just like Jesus Christ. But first we have to come to him. Repent and believe. We thought of two different words last week. Trust and turn. Turn away from our sin. Believe the Lord Jesus Christ saved us. And he promises he will save us from our sin. And so, boys and girls, I ask you a question. And I ask your mums and your dads the same question. And once again, let me thank you for coming out this evening. But I want you to ask yourself this question. Will you come to Christ for salvation tonight? We said the Bible, your life, it's a tale of two lions. And either you will leave tonight following that lion of sin, that road that leads only to destruction, that road that leads to your death, following the lies and the deceits of Satan, living in sin, not doing anything about your sin. The Bible tells you there is that lion of salvation. He promises to save you. He promises to forgive you. I wonder, will you leave this place tonight different from how you came in? You came in a sinner. But mums and dads, boys and girls, you can leave this place saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. We thought about that memory verse. And it's the last thing I want you to hear, even from my lips tonight. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Amen. We'll pray, boys and girls. Let's A, arms folded, B, bow your heads, and see, close your eyes. Let's pray together. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do know that the Bible is a story of two lions. And Lord, we know that the devil would have us to stay in our sin. But Lord, we pray, bring salvation to Hebron even tonight. Lord, we pray that you'll save boys and girls, that Lord, you'll save their mums and dads, that you'll unite a family in Jesus Christ. And that we'll come in faith and repentance unto thee. Lord, be with us tonight, we pray. Let the message of God speak on in hearts, we ask. For we pray this in the Savior's name, who is the Lamb of God that promises to take away our sin. Amen. Amen. Amen.